Good afternoon, a 12 noon temperature. Rusty, we're at 70 degrees.
Well, we'll see a high around 73 today. Partly sunny, winds picking up as well. Maybe an isolated shower, but very isolated.
This story just in now, Wisconsin's Attorney General warning today that county clerks might be hauled into court if they issue same-sex marriage licenses. Republican J.B. Van Hollen said that same-sex couples who had weddings since last Friday are not married in the eyes of the law. He said he did not believe that the gay couples themselves could be prosecuted, but there are penalties for the county clerks who allow it to happen, and Van Hollen says he hopes they realize that. The AG said it would be up to local district attorneys, not him, to file such charges. More than 50 of Wisconsin's 72 counties have been issuing same-sex marriage licenses, including Sheboygan County. And federal Judge Barbara Crabb ruled 6 days ago the state's ban on gay marriage is unconstitutional. Crabb, meanwhile, will be holding a hearing tomorrow to clarify how state officials should handle gay marriage licenses.
Meanwhile, LGBT leaders say legalizing gay marriage in Wisconsin could potentially bring the state millions of dollars through tourism. Jason Ray heads the state's Gay Chamber of Commerce.
I think we're going to see a lot of great gains because we're not going to find Wisconsin residents traveling out of state for ceremonies and weddings.
A recent study by the Williams Institute at UCLA projects Illinois could generate up to $100 million of revenue in the first 3 years same-sex marriages are legalized.
Well, almost three of every four Wisconsinites are against spending tax dollars on a new arena for the Milwaukee Bucks. That according to the latest poll by UW-Milwaukee. The Bucks' new owners and former owner Herb Cole are each putting up $100 million for an arena, but that still leaves about $200 million which the owners were hoping to partially get from private investors. They also say they still will need some tax funds.
Many Wisconsin cheesemakers are still nervous about their futures, even after the FDA agreed to get more input before banning wooden boards. The Food and Drug Administration recently called the practice unsanitary, but yesterday said they would work with the cheese producers to see if there is a safe method for using wooden shelves, which have been used for years to age cheese. Renee Weber of Emmy Roth USA said the industry will remain nervous until a final ruling is out.
Well, a competency evaluation now ordered for one of the two Wisconsin girls accused of trying to kill a friend in order to become a follower of a fictional horror story character, Slender Man. Jennifer Kuiper has more on the story.
Attorney Anthony Cotton says he won't offer details, but has reason to believe that his client has a competency issue. The court has approved an evaluation for the girl, which will be done in the next 2 weeks. Two 12-year-olds are charged as adults with stabbing a friend 19 times. The victim is now recovering at home. Meantime, public defender Joseph Smith Jr. says,
my belief is that this case, my client's issues, cannot be adequately addressed in the adult criminal system.
So he says he's going to push to have it moved to juvenile court. Authorities say the accused girls were apparently motivated by a fictional character called Slender Man and lured their friend into the woods where they tried to kill her. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
Legislation to make it easier for veterans to receive medical treatment paid for by the government outside the Veterans Affairs medical system has easily cleared the U.S. Senate. Just three senators, including Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson, voted against the bill after a similar proposal was unanimously passed by the House on Tuesday. Johnson explains his no vote by saying it will cost too much money. The push by Congress to make the change is in reaction to widespread issues of veterans having to wait weeks or months for appointments at VA hospitals and medical centers.
Well, Iraq wants help now, battling a militant leader who is vowing to march to the capital after his insurgency overran other Iraqi cities once secured by U.S. troops. We get the latest from Emily Wither.
The Sunni militant group that wants to create an Islamic state from Iraq to Syria is moving closer to the capital, Baghdad, after capturing mostly Sunni cities in the north. Here's the country's foreign minister, Hishaya Zebari.
It is a setback, definitely, for the Iraqi security forces who collapsed in the city, in the largest city, and abandoned their weapon and equipment.
Top NATO and British officials have ruled out getting involved militarily, with the British Foreign Secretary saying they'll support whatever the US decides to do. Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
A pilot killed when his single-engine plane crashed at Duluth Superior last Saturday was identified yesterday as 47-year-old Alexander Upsberg of Steinfels, Germany. The medical examiner in Duluth said Ubersteg died from injuries he received in the crash and he did not have a medical condition beforehand. Officials said his kit-built Landcare 4 crashed into Lake Superior about a mile and a quarter east of a Duluth beach.
Well, four Wisconsin FFA members, including one from Plymouth, have received the state's highest awards for their achievements. Andrew Helmer of the Plymouth FFA was named Wisconsin's Star in Agricultural Placement. The awards were handed out last night at the group's annual state convention in Madison.
And tryouts are happening today for a coveted job in Lake Geneva. Eric Grillard explains.
It may be the perfect job for the athletic type that wants to work outside this summer. Harold Freistadt is the VP of Lake Geneva Cruise Lines. He'll be evaluating 13 people today to fill a handful of open positions as mailboat jumpers.
They jump off the bow of the boat, put the mail in the mailbox, take the outgoing mail and hop back on and hopefully make it on without any mishaps.
Jumpers have been around since the early part of the century. Freistadt says there's two things you need to be able to do.
One on their athletic ability, and the second thing is their ability to speak in front of the public.
That's because in addition to delivering mail, jumpers also have to give history of the route along the way. For WHBL News, I'm Eric Griller.
And a third thing, you should be able to swim.
Yeah, in case you do miss.
How about the forecast?
Windy, partly sunny, maybe an isolated shower, high near 73. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 68.
Right now we are at 70 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time at 12:06.